you can stand up and see yourself and fix her hair, and then have the drawers there that she can get her clothes, have her clothes and the things that she wants to wear. They're handy, so it's called a dresser, and you keep her mirror. You'd have a mirror on top of it, a big mirror, and then a little mirror too, so she could look at herself to see if their hair was right behind, and then they'd have the...
About all of these things in a in the house, the beds and the what would you call this piece of furniture right here?
That's a folding bed, or you call it a lounge, or it'll open up so you can sleep
on
it.
But if it didn't open up, it's a piece of furniture.
Just call it a lounge.
Just call it a lounge. All of the lounges and chairs and beds and everything in the house, we call those all different pieces of
separate furniture.
Okay. And the room you sleep in,
that's a call that our bedroom,
uh-huh.
Or den. Sometimes we call it a den because it just catches us all things there.
These things on the windows right here, this green thing.
What is this? Those are shades, window shades that keep the sun out, sunshine out.
Now, you mentioned before a clothes closet, and that was something that's built into the wall, is that?
Yeah, they're built in the rooms. When they were built, you put all the rooms have a fireplace, a chimney.
Uh-huh.
That goes up about the middle of the over on the side of every room is a chimney, and then over on the side of every chimney from that on out to the wall, they usually put a clothes closet in, makes it come out even all the way across.
What do you call the movable ones? It's functions like I saw one of these up in Mr. office, if you remember, it's been up there.
Yeah, I've seen them. I don't see what do you call
a door or two on it, and you open those doors up and you hang clothes inside.
I can't think of it right now.
Do you ever, any of these words familiar, either a wardrobe or a clothes press or an armory?
Well, you'd call it more of a, I believe, a wardrobe. You put your clothes in a wardrobe.
And the upper part of the house, now I don't know if you have one in this house or not, but sometimes up above the second story there might be a little space.
Attic.
Okay.
They call that the attic, and we have it's a pretty good place to store things that you don't want to dispose of, retain, and put in the attic up there, and then later on you can get up there and look them over and see if there's anything you want. Anyway, it keeps them, it's a good place to put keepsakes.
Now, what might you call old, worthless furniture and implements?
They'd be antiques almost. A lot of them would be antiques if they have any value to them, if they're old enough or beautiful enough. Mm-hmm. We'd call them antiques.
What if they're not old enough and beautiful enough?
They're just old. Old furniture, old relics, or something you want to dispose of.
If you had a room, now you mentioned the attic is one place, but if you had a little room downstairs, or maybe attached to the house where you'd store old implements and things that for worthless furniture and things that you just haven't gotten around to throwing out, the things that really don't have any value.
Well, then just could we have a. I tell my folks that building a new home, they always have a kick hole, a place where you can kick. I use my desk as mine a good kick hole there. And you take off your clothes or something, don't want to hang them up, you kick them back in that.
Yeah.
And you know where to find them then when you come back in to redress.
Uh-huh.